Welcome to the Holistic Life Podcast, where the wisdom of the Word of God lights our path to mind, body, soul, and spirit wellness. Each episode, we delve into living a life that's not just healthy, but wholly aligned with spiritual principles, exploring the intersection of faith and well-being. Join us as we uncover divine guidance for wellness, meditation, and harmony in life, taking this journey on living fully in His grace. Your transformation, grounded in faith and understanding, starts now.
Good day. I want to welcome you to this week's Holistic Life Podcast. And we are in our Lunch and Learn series here for Women's History Month. It is an honor to be here with you all on this happy, joyful Friday. And I tell you what, we are continuing to dedicate this series to empowering women through their transitions. Today, they were tackling a common but often unspoken challenge when we talk about imposter syndrome. And today, our focus is going to be silencing the imposter and giving you some strategies to overcome self-doubt. And so I hope that you are set and that you are ready to learn. I actually have my tea here. Have a little tea time, right? But we're going to jump right into our topic for today. I always love to have slides. And at the end, I will share with you all how to get the free workbook so that you will be able to have some of the tools and the resources that you need if this is something either you or someone that you know could use the resources that we are going to be talking about for the rest of this month. And so we have three topics that we're going to take a look at on today. The first one is going to be identifying the roots of imposter syndrome. We're going to talk about building confidence through Christ-centered affirmations and also setting and achieving God-aligned goals. God-aligned goals. This becomes very important for us, you know, as we go deeper into this topic. And I am excited that I'm going to have another guest that's going to be coming on in a few weeks who's going to be sharing her story and her journey through the imposter syndrome. So let's go ahead and jump right into our topic today. So let's start with imposter syndrome defined. What exactly is the imposter syndrome? Well, the imposter syndrome, it's a psychological phenomenon where individuals will doubt their accomplishments and fear being exposed as being a fraud, despite the evidence that we may see of their success and even of their confidence. And I'm going to keep this kind of high level today. I don't want to go too deep of a deep dive, but there's six different points when we look at defining the imposter syndrome. And the first one would be just defining it. Again, it's a psychological pattern where individuals are doubting their achievements and they fear of being exposed as being a fraud. When we look at some of the symptoms would be persistent anxiety, stress, having a sense of inadequacy, again, despite the evidence of success. What does that look like? It could look like someone who stresses out or doesn't feel adequate enough, even though they may have the degrees or they may have, you know, the high paying job. You know, they may have, you know, the husband and the children and the house and the cars, those things. And so even though it's what we term successful, but in their eyes, they still feel this sense of inadequacy. A third key point is looking at the causes. Oftentimes, the causes, it occurs for all of the high achievers out there, those that have perfectionist tendencies, who attribute their success to external factors like luck. Well, you know, I'm just lucky. I just lucked up, you know, on this position. I just lucked up on this opportunity. But you will find this with those who are very, very high achievers and those who have perfectionist tendencies. The fourth key point would be impact. And so impact, this leads to this chronic cycle of self-doubt and diminished self-confidence. Despite what even people may say about them, they still have such this cycle of doubt and just a lack of confidence within themselves that doesn't align with the truth and the reality of who they are. The fifth key point is impact. This impact, understanding how, I forgot to change my numbers on my slides. Awareness. Many are unaware that they are even struggling with the imposter syndrome. And so they may think it as just a personal flaw that they have, or they just lack confidence. But when you take a deeper look at it, it really is the imposter syndrome that is hiding underneath the self-doubt and underneath the fear, underneath the feelings of inadequacy. And then when we look at addressing it, recognizing imposter syndrome is crucial for overcoming the effects of fostering a healthier self-perception of one's acceptance and their capabilities. You know, and so What is the first thing? What is the one thing that we always say? You always have to admit where you are. You have to confess your faults one to another. That's the only way that we will understand and become overcomers of the imposter syndrome. So our first topic today, we want to look at identifying the roots of imposter syndrome. And I want to take a look at one of our scriptures here of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, in a passage that many of us should be familiar with. But if not, we're going to break it on down. And it reads, "For we do not dare classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. But in measuring themselves and comparing themselves to themselves, they lack understanding." They lack understanding. When we look at the imposter syndrome, it often stems from a place of comparison. They compare themselves with the next person. And then they have this fear of not measuring up to others or even their own expectations. And so this is what the Bible is addressing in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. And it warns against the folly of comparison, which can lead to these feelings of inadequacy. You know, in this particular passage, Paul, he was not going to entertain or enter the game of comparing himself with other ministers, because he noted that God had used him. That it wasn't other people. It wasn't the other minister. It was God that used him to plant the church in Corinth. And so whatever ministry that his opponents might have had was dependent on his own work. So Paul's concern was never with the commendation of others, because in the end, Only God's commendation counts. And so it is for us, especially for those of us that are believers. We have to understand that we don't have to compare ourselves, that all of our ministries are different. Everything that God has given us, it's not the same. Even though we may talk about the same topic, we can preach the same message because, well, prayerfully, we're preaching the same message and we're using the same Bible, right? But we have no reason to compare ourselves with one another. And so I've always believed in giving us some keywords to study, because when I'm doing these lunch and learns, it's not just for you just to come and to listen to me talk. It's for you to take the information that's being provided and to go back and to study for yourselves, to begin to make application to the word of God to your own life. And so here are some keywords that are for you to study, you know, where you go back through, and it's going to help you to identify the roots of imposter syndrome. Now, we want to always leave, of course, with the reflection. We want to reflect on these topics. And so look at Psalm chapter 139, verse 14. Which affirms that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. When you begin to reflect and you begin to affirm that to yourself, this is going to counteract those feelings of inadequacy. It's going to counteract the feelings of inadequacy. You want to recognize that your value and your success are not determined by comparison to others, but by your unique journey in your unique relationship with God. So as we are identifying and challenging the specific thoughts and the situations that cause these triggers of the imposter syndrome in your life, you are going to build a resilience within yourself. You're going to cast down those thoughts. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but this is all a part of the process of reflecting and making sure that you know that you are already fearfully and wonderfully made. And when you begin to have that thought process, when you begin to see yourself as God sees you, that is what's going to help you to counteract those feelings of inadequacy. Now let's look at our second point for today. Our second point is building confidence through Christ-centered affirmations. And we're going to take a look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Philippians 4, verse 8. And it reads, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any moral excellence, and if there is anything praiseworthy, dwell on these things," or think on these things. You know, I know some people have, you know, issue with wording. Don't allow words to cause you to miss what it is that God is trying to deliver to you. Affirmations, declarations rooted in biblical truths can be powerful tools in reshaping our thoughts and our self-perception. And so what Philippians 4 and 8 is encouraging us to do is to focus on what's true, what's noble about yourself, what is right, what's pure, what is lovely, what is admirable, what is excellent, what is praiseworthy. Building confidence through Christ-centered affirmations. This involves us anchoring our self-perceptions and our self-talk in truths of scripture. And these affirmations, it's more than just positive statements. We have to understand what we are reciting. These are powerful declarations that align our identity with how God sees us. So whenever we affirm ourselves with phrases like, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made," or "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," we're not just merely boosting our self-esteem, but we are rooting our confidence in the unchanging truth of God's word. And it is this practice that helps to counteract the negative voices of self-doubt and the imposter syndrome. And it replaces them with God's affirming voice about our value and our capabilities. So by regularly speaking Christ-centered affirmations, we can transform our mindset. We can reinforce our God-given worth, and we can begin to build a foundation of confidence that is not shaken by external circumstances or fear. So what is our action step? Our action step is that we want to develop a daily practice of declaring affirmations like, I am capable and equipped for my calling in Christ who strengthens me. Why? Because this is going to reinforce that positive faith-based self-view. Regularly recite the scriptures about your identity in Christ, because this is what is going to build that confidence and help you to counteract any of the imposter thoughts. Now let's go to our third point. Our third point is setting and achieving God-aligned goals. God-aligned goals. Setting and achieving God-aligned goals, it ensures that our aspirations and our plans are in alignment with our divine intentions and scriptural principles. So this process, it begins with seeking God's guidance through prayer, through reflection or meditation, and asking for wisdom to discern the paths he has laid out for us. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16, verse 3 says to commit your activities to the Lord and your plans will be established. So when our goals are aligned with God's purposes, they carry a deeper significance and are more likely to lead to lasting fulfillment and impact. And so achieving our goals now becomes an act of stewardship, my God, and obedience, because you can't do it without obedience. And this is where we utilize our God-given talents and resources to their fullest potential. So what is our action step? Our action step, of course, always, always, always start with prayer and reflection to align your goals with God's will. Why? Because this is going to ensure that they contribute to your spiritual and your personal growth. And this is providing that solid foundation for overcoming self-doubt. So when we are implementing structured, realistic goal setting, as outlined in the class that I have, The Time and Priorities Reimagined, this helps to translate faith into action, and it grounds our sense of achievement in God's plans for you. So in our conclusion, again, these lunch and learns there, I like to keep them under 30 minutes. I want you to ask yourself, what lesson is God teaching you in this preparation season? And how are you embracing them? We're talking about women in transition. How can you trust God's plan to transform your current feelings of doubt and uncertainty? And then what priorities does God give, or does he want you to focus on in this season? And how can aligning your actions with these priorities propel you forward? You know, in combating the shadows of imposter syndrome, what I found in my own personal testimony, which I shared on last week, is that our most potent weapon is the truth of God's word and knowing our identity in Christ. That's our weapon. And so this episode aims to equip you with the strategies that not only silence the imposter within, but also affirms your place as a child of God. who is capable, who is worthy, and who is fully equipped for the purpose that he has for you. There's a purpose that he has for you. And so I am just, podcast series, I talked about it last week. It's more than just a topic for me, but this is a lived experience that I've had to walk through. And so because I've walked through it, then now I can coach other people through it. And so if you are ready to step out of doubt and into the light of God's truth, my calendar is open. You can schedule. I will place the link so that you will be able to schedule. But if you have a question that you're grappling with and you need coaching, I'm here to help. And I am super excited to always provide opportunities to give back and to pour back into others as God has done so graciously with me and for me. And so, again, I just want to thank you for tuning in today. My prayer is that you may find the courage and the clarity on your journey to always lean on the steadfast love and the guidance of the Lord. That is my prayer for you. I pray that you have a blessed and a fantastic, or as I always say, fantabulous weekend. Join us on next Friday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have more insights as we are walking through transitions with grace and with faith. And if you see the website scrolling at the bottom, we have a new website for Holistic Life Podcast. It's holisticlifepodcast.com. You're going to see some special bonuses. You will also have the opportunity to download the workbook that goes with each week's podcast session. And so you can head on over to www.holisticlifepodcast.com. That is where you will be able to get that download there. And I don't know if you are on your phone, but I do encourage you to give me your feedback. You can scan the QR code. I will also pop the link here in the chat where you will be able to scan that to give your feedback, because I want to continue to provide content that is relevant to where you are. Again, we talk about all things holistic life here, mind, body, soul, spirit. And so there's really no topic that is off limits. But again, I do and would love to have your feedback. And I want to thank each of you. When I sent the invite to join the Facebook page, you all have pushed me up to, I think, 529 followers. And those who have liked the page. So I am so grateful just for your buy-in and just your trust to come in to join our community. Again, I am super duper duper excited about all that God is doing in this season and how he is just walking us through times of transition. And so that is our podcast for this week. I pray that it was a blessing to you, and I look forward to catching you on the airwaves on next Friday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share this with another sister that could use this information that would radically change and transform her life. I'm your host, Shelby Frederick, also known as Lady Jules. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for joining us on the Holistic Life Podcast, where our foundation is the Word of God and our path is wellness in His light. We hope today's episode enriches your journey to a life of health and spiritual fulfillment. Remember, each step toward holistic living is a step closer to embodying His teachings. For continued inspiration, follow our journey. Until next time, embrace your faith, nurture your entire being, and watch your life bloom in His glory. We'll catch you on the airwaves. Be blessed.